The Alaska Forest Association opened its annual convention today in Anchorage. The industry is a shadow of what it was in the 1990s when large southeast mills provided more than 1,000 jobs and significant payrolls. But Executive Director Owen Graham says it's not all bad these days.
One of the positives we have is the Sea Alaska legislation was introduced. Right now, the Sea Alaska's operations are about a half or less than half of what they traditionally have been. If we can get that legislation passed, they'll have a tremendous increase in activity and employment. That would help a lot.
Juneau-based Sea Alaska is seeking congressional approval of a plan to select more logging land on Prince of Wales Island. Congressman Don Young and Senator Lisa Murkowski have introduced bills to advance that land transfer. Association members will also hear about the Forest Service 5-year timber management plan. Graham says the industry needs more trees for logging companies to cut and for mills to process.
So far, whether it's private timber or state timber or federal timber, the problem is not enough timber supply. Even with the markets being the way they are nationwide, our markets are still pretty good because we're one of the few places that has old growth timber that makes these specialty products that are still command a pretty good value. So we don't have problems with markets. We have a problem with getting enough timber to operate.
The Forest Association convention will also include discussion of the Tongass Timber Trust, a health insurance plan that serves the industry. Graham says it's healthy, but troubled by changes in the business.
Our health insurance program is working because we went self-insured and we have, you know, and fairly good claims, and we're going to be working on that plan to make sure we can go forward into the future, even though we don't have a large industry.
The association convention runs through Friday.